Good, the bad, the ugly here. Three good stories, two bad stories, two ugly stories. The first is from a cat in a cat has turned up in Michigan at a McDonald's 10 miles from home 3 years after it went missing. And it was 10 miles down the road. It was chipped, and the owner, Ella Bennett, said Buddy, her indoor-outdoor cat, who did not come home one day in 2022, she looked for and looked for, but finally had given up as lost. The McDonald's called her. One of the employees found it wandering in the parking lot, and it had a chip on it. Mm. Isn't that something? I'm surprised they even went up to it and picked up the cat, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
The shelter confirmed a snack wrap had lured Buddy in to the McDonald's employee. And when they reviewed the chip, it was found that she belonged, or he belonged, to Ella Bennett.
Well, listen, everyone's been dying for those snack wraps to come back, and I guess they...
they're back.
They're back. They're starting to pop up, although there's been some shade thrown at the chicken strip in it now.
Oh, really?
How come?
Smaller.
Smaller chicken strip.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it used to be a thicker strip, and what I've seen is everyone's been dying for these snack wraps to come back, which I never got because, frankly, it's a tortilla, shredded lettuce, shredded cheese, and ranch.
Right.
Wrapped up.
But people love it.
Isn't that America?
People love it. They've been clamoring for it.
Ranch, cheese, chicken. That's America.
Yeah, make that at home, though.
Well, you can, but I can make a chicken sandwich at home, but...
Yeah. Come on, now.
But chicken sandwich, this is a little different to me.
I can make a burger at home. I can...
You make it almost anything.
A little different, though, but this is... I mean...
You feel like I can't make this, but...
You can't make the McDonald's burger to me at home because it's their patty.
You think
I think a chicken finger is a chicken finger.
You think I can replicate, but they deep fry their chicken finger.
In their special oil.
Yeah, but I still think you could get a Tyson chicken strip out of a bag, throw it in the microwave, throw some generic shredded cheese. Mm. I think it's a Colby Jack mix or was. Look, iceberg lettuce is iceberg lettuce. Tortillas are tortillas.
But I never thought I'd see the day where Biggie was slagging on McDonald's.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never tasted anything I made at home that can taste exactly like the store-bought.
Not exactly, but I feel like of all the things.
No, not even a grilled cheese.
Not even a grilled cheese.
No, you're right.
Some of that's mental.
Of course. I think that's part of it. I think that's play into it. But we've said for years, any sandwich someone else makes for you is better than one you would make.
If I try to make the Burger King Whopper at home on a char-broiled grill, I don't think it'll taste like the
Not quite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The beef is not quite the same. The seasoning, maybe, whatever.
No, in McDonald's, to me, it's the McDonald's beef and the way they cook it. But a chicken strip, to me, it wrapped up with all the stuff on it, I feel like I can go.
My daughter, she loves Chick-fil-A Ranch, and she doesn't like Hidden Valley Ranch. She just likes the Chick-fil-A ranch.
Well, I think if you had a ranch comparison, there are differences in them.
Right.
Each one.
Yeah, I agree.
What? Let's say your daughter goes to a restaurant, a fancy place, Chili's,
yeah,
whatever, and gets a meal with ranch on the side. Does she sneak in her own ranch, or does she eat the house brand?
She would eat the house brand, but she prefers Chick-fil-A always. She loves that Chick-fil-A
ranch. Is there Hidden Valley in your home?
There is, but it's just wasting away. I mean, it's just gathering dust.
Like that stationary bike.
Exactly. Don't bring up the bike. I continue to walk by that bike.
It's been boxed up since November,
and that's fine. That's fine. I don't dictate what we spend our money on.
Maybe it's because I'm eating better, but I've had some real hot, mostly just to myself, food takes lately.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like the snack wrap.
Yeah,
I'm also tired of buffalo mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's chopping up chicken strips from any chicken place, throwing it in with macaroni and cheese, pouring buffalo sauce on it, and then acting like they're having an orgasm in their car. Ooh!
That wasn't your next good story, was it?
Cancel the good story.
Yeah.
Buffalo mac and
Big
cheese.
Big changes in your mac and cheese. Oh.
Maybe I've just been on Instagram and watching these reels too much. But it's like, you got to come by. Watch this. I'm going to do something crazy, guys. I chop up a chicken strip. I put macaroni and cheese with it. And then I pour buffalo sauce on it. Ooh! What a food genius you are.
While Biggie's counting pills.
Yeah.
People are enjoying themselves.
That, and if I watch one more person put hot honey on something, you know what this is missing? Hot honey. No, it's not. It never needed hot honey. We didn't even know what hot honey was. Till 3 years ago.
You've just laid a turd on my good story. This was the good story. This was about cats being found at McDonald's. It's not a rant about hot honey and buffalo mac and cheese.
Sorry. Fired me up. If I saw that cat eating a snack wrap and I was the owner, I'd leave it.
I could have made that at home 3 years ago, puss puss.
We lured him out with a snack wrap.
What's the cat's name? Puss puss?
Buddy.
Buddy.
Oh, Buddy can keep it.
Oh, home cooking not good enough for you, Buddy?
Maybe these are the mental side effects of the Manjaro they talk about.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's the good story. We haven't seen this either. This is not really a good, bad, or ugly story, but I read that a U.S. citizen was at the Colosseum in Rome last week traveling and impaled himself on the fence trying to get a selfie as well. He was trying to get up and get the perfect angle on a fence surrounding the Colosseum and was impaled through the leg. And there over an hour before ambulances came and removed part
of
it.
An hour in Rome?
In Rome, yeah. They had to,
the Eternal City?
That's right. They had to go get him. And
sorry, everybody at the Pope place.
Yeah, really. Right now. Bad time to injure yourself in Rome. We had a call one time. This is a couple of years ago. It was about falling and on a fence. It's the wildest story you'll ever hear about a fall.
So about 8, 9 years ago, I was living in Nashville, and we had a metal fence that separated the road from our trailer park at the time. Mm-hmm. And the area we was living in wasn't, you know, the greatest area. You would always have prostitutes and homeless people walking up and down the streets through all times of the night. I get home one night from the gym, and there was a prostitute or a lady, I don't know, I'm assuming a prostitute at that point in time, that was hiding underneath her underpinning in her trailer. So I scared her and got her out of the trailer, and she took off. Now, in front of the fence that goes over the road, there's like a steep hill, and then there's one of those green big electrical boxes. You know, she tried to get on the electrical box and jump over the fence. You know, as she jumps over, she slips and she falls in between the two spikes that go straight up, and one impels her in her ankle. As it goes, and you can see blood dripping immediately. So because there's a hill, the ambulance has to call a fire truck, and they have to get the ladder, and they have to lift her off of the fence. And these guys are in special suits because of the fact that she may have HIV because she's homeless or maybe a prostitute. And that was probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I get it.
If it's not, you've lived one hell of a life. How about this? It impaled her in her anal as she tried to jump over off of a green box and hit and land. Like this guy in Rome trying to get the selfie, and he's impaled there. Heroin Scott, you're talking about jumping a fence. We had the fall story a moment ago. Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's two parts to this story. Me and my buddy both played on the middle school basketball team, and he thought it would be a good idea to take off and run and jump over the school fence. Mm-hmm. Well, he kind of caught his groin and his testicles and ripped them wide open on the top of it. Well, he also was in a bowling league. He had to go to a hospital and get stitched up, of course. Well, this dummy tells the doctor, oh, no, I'm going to go bowling. Well, guess what happens? He busts his stitches out while he's bowling. And his I don't know how he still has testicles to this day. But
what an
dude,
idiot.
Dude, you're being very undude-like.
What an idiot. To go bowling like that. That's going to be a reference to the Big Lebowski, but I don't know
it.
But I don't know it. To go bowling, good Lord. Interesting story. Heroin Scott.
Yeah.
He's seen some things. The ugly story is from two lesbians with some nachos. Let's see how big he feels about nachos made at home.
They only come from Florida. This is a tale that combines Cinco de Mayo, body shaming, and lesbians.
Biggie, this is Texas. Here we go.
My life.
We take you to Port St. Lucie, a married couple up late on May the 6th. 39-year-old Allison Swan playing video games in the living room while her 40-year-old wife was preparing nachos in the kitchen. It's late night. They're both nurses, so they may have non-traditional hours.
3 a.m. nachos.
We've all been there.
Yeah. They call them struggle nachos.
Okay.
Because you're just putting cheap shredded cheese on. You put it in the microwave. Yeah.
You have what you have, right?
Now, I don't want to prejudice the story, but Allison took a page out of someone in this room's playbook and said, a little late for nachos, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
Ooh. And you're already a bit on the chunky side.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm.
So the
tension mounted in the room. The women exchanged testy words, and then Allison made her move. She went into the kitchen, grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos, and shoved the cheesy, gooey, chippy mess down the back of her wife's pants.
Oh, God.
She was wearing leggings.
Awful move.
Before the wife could change her clothes, Allison pounced again, knocking the woman to the ground, beating her about the head and shoulders. Fortunately, the wife was on the phone at the time with a friend because I guess she was feeling threatened.
Mm-hmm.
The friend heard the commotion, called police. When cops showed up, Allison claimed, oh, no, I didn't hit her. She was really drunk. She made nachos, threw a plate on the floor, and then rolled her ass around in the nacho juice. Surprisingly, cops didn't buy it.
They didn't believe it. Great story, though.
Yeah, I like how she came up with that.
Yeah, she rolled around in that. Yeah,
yeah, she's a drunk. Look at her. This is her. That's her thing.
People love to roll around in nacho cheese.
They do. Now, can you make a Taco Bell nacho just at home that tastes just like... No.
No, you don't have all the quality ingredients that like a Taco Bell does.
Nacho's too difficult. Too difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you can try, but it's just not the same.
No.
You're going to need more salt.
The McDonald's snack wrap, yes. The Taco Bell nachos, no.